Newsmakers, a look at Taiwan's movers and shakers.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Newsmakers. Today we will be looking at one of Taiwan's most prominent businessmen and the founder of the world's first and largest silicon foundry, Morris Zhang. Zhang Zhongmo was born in 1931 in Ningbo in China's Zhejiang province. He spent most of his childhood moving around China and Hong Kong with his family until he moved to the United States to attend college in 1949. In 1958, he started working for Texas Instruments. With the support of that company, he obtained a PhD degree from Stanford University in 1964. He continued working for TI until 1983, becoming the group's vice president responsible for the semiconductor business. After leaving TI, Zhang was recruited to head the Industrial Technology Research Institute in Taiwan. In 1987, he founded the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, or TSMC. This was around the time when international companies started outsourcing manufacturing to Asia. It wasn't long before TSMC became one of the world's biggest and most successful chip makers. Zhang retired from his position as the head of TSMC twice, once in 2005 and again in 2018 after a return 9 years prior. TSMC only kept growing in value, both monetary and strategic, since its establishment. COVID-19 disruptions to only that one company's manufacturing processes resulted in long delays in deliveries and worldwide chip shortages. Zhang was in the news again this week as a report from Japan's Nikkei News Service suggested the former TSMC CEO was pressuring the US to give his company subsidies for a planned manufacturing facility in Arizona. Zhang also said US efforts to build up its own domestic chip industry are a very expensive exercise in futility. That's all the time we have for this episode of Newsmakers. Join me next week for another look at Taiwan's movers and shakers.